Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is food balancing. This takes into account many factors, one of which is whether the food forms more of an acid condition in the body or more of an alkaline condition. pH is the measurement of this quality, and the pH of blood is kept slightly alkaline by the body at all costs. That is, the body will do what it takes to strictly maintain a very narrow pH value, again of a slightly alkaline value. The body does this through the use of minerals. Alkaline-forming minerals include potassium, calcium, magnesium, and iron, whereas acid-forming minerals include phosphorus, sulfur, and chlorine. Interestingly, calcium is the most abundant mineral in the body. And indeed, I see that patients by and large are concerned about this mineral more than any other, mostly due to the issue of osteoporosis, or the thinning of the bones as a person ages. Since calcium is used in the blood and for other things in the body's cells, when there is no other source, calcium must be taken from the bone structure itself. In other words, the body may thin the bones in order to correct an overly acid condition. This is one reason why vegetables are so important in the diet, as they are a great alkaline-forming food. Animal foods are another food group and can be classified as both acid-forming and strongly contracting to the body's blood and tissues. And again, vegetables, as well as fruits here, can balance animal foods, since vegetables and fruits are not only alkaline-forming, but also can balance the contracting nature of meat and fish. Refined sugar, drugs, and alcohol are acid-forming and expansive, so that nutrition advocates influenced by the Oriental approach consider them potentially predisposing to cancer. To balance these things, we can look to root vegetables, certain grains, and some sea vegetables. Well, thanks for listening to another Nature's Remedies. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.